Eric in Mississippi is working on a shower project. What can we help you with?
Yeah, I'm working on a shower pan, and I'm looking for what type of concrete to use on top of the underlayment. I got the PVC underlayment underneath, and then I'm going to have to pour another inch or inch and a half of concrete on top of that.
Okay.
And what would be the best type of concrete to use?
Eric, typically you would use normal concrete to pour a shower pan, but keep in mind that concrete's probably not the best surface for shower pans and tubs and things like that, only because the water will eventually erode it, and also just the day-to-day use of grime and so on is going to get in there. It's going to look kind of dirty. But if you want to do it, typically it's regular concrete, and it has to slope about a quarter of an inch per foot in towards the drain. And the second thing is to make sure you reinforce it. So you need to put some wire mesh reinforcing embedded into it so it doesn't crack on you.
Okay, yeah, I'll be placing tile on top of this.
Okay. Well, then basically you're just talking about a mud base under the tile. In that case, it should be fine.
Because there are opportunities where folks have done, you know, a high design bath where they've completely poured the shower pan out of concrete, and it's doable, but it does require a lot of attention paid to it.
Yep.
Just a standard 3-to-1 mix?
Standard, yep. Eric, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.